Marty Lurie here, and right off the bat today with one of the Bay Area's favorites, and that is Bob Murphy, the voice of the Stanford Cardinal, as well as a longtime Bay Area sportsman. And Bob played in the Pacific Coast League and can tell us a lot about the history of baseball in the Bay Area. Bob Murphy, welcome to Right Off the Bat.
Well, thank you, Marty. It goes back a few years, obviously, but yeah, I was very fortunate to see, not fortunate, of course, to see the end of it, but to be able to play in the Coast League after watching it as a youngster growing up, and be able to play with guys that are your heroes and get some of them out once in a while. You know, that was a pretty good feeling, too.
Tell us how you became involved with baseball as a young man and some of the players you saw and what those stadiums looked like and smelled like.
Well, I grew up playing baseball. You know, I was grew up through the war years, and, you know, I remember the war years certainly very well. We couldn't get baseballs. We couldn't get bats as little kids growing up. We had great heroes, you know. I don't know whether the war had anything to do with that or not, but I remember Ted Williams, you know, going off to fly airplanes in the war, and I remember when he went off again and in the 50s in the Korean War, and those guys were heroes, you know, as military people and as baseball players, and Joe DiMaggio and those kind of people all went in the service. So it was a euphoric time, I think, in the 40s, the late 40s, with all the guys coming back from the war. And those were very formative years for guys my age. And to be able to grow up through that and appreciate so many good things in life, good things about this country. Nobody protested anything in those days, Marty. Everybody was glad to be alive and happy to be able to play baseball and enjoy baseball. And then for me to be able to go to Stanford and be successful there and then sign with Oakland and end up playing, you know, with a team that I had idolized growing up. The Seals and the Oaks were what I grew up on. I ended up pitching the first day I signed. I signed during the first game of a doubleheader against Portland and ended up starting the second game. If you can imagine, Augie Galland says, "Murph, how do you feel? How would you like to pitch the second game?" That was a little bit of a surprise. So lucky enough to win 3-2. I'll never forget it. It was a highlight. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Bob Murphy's our guest today, and right off the bat, talking about the Pacific Coast League. Now, you signed. How did the signing take place? Who signed you, and was there a tryout?
Well, we had played in the College World Series. I was fortunate enough to be on the first Stanford team to ever play in the College World Series. It's kind of, they do it by memory now. They keep going back there year after year. I'm very proud of those guys. But that was back in 1953, and Jack Shepard was a catcher there, and he signed with Pittsburgh, and Chuck Assesian was a great player on that team, and he signed with Sacramento. And I was going to sign with either Sacramento or Oakland, and I wasn't sure which one, but I had a chance to stay with the Cardinals. In fact, the Cardinals wanted Shepard and myself to stay in Omaha, just stay in Omaha. That was a Cardinal team for many years, and the humidity and the heat in Omaha sent us back to California. So I think I made the right move going with Oakland, and my dad was with me. We went over. I had decided I would like to go with Oakland. My dad thought that was a good idea. So he and Brick sat up in the clubhouse out in the left field line at Old Emeryville Park. And I signed the contract. And Brick says, "Well, why don't you go down, Murph? They've got a uniform for you, and they're expecting you." So I went down, put the uniform on. Red Adams was the old trainer and manager and club. Hey, he kind of ran everything in those days, Red Adams. And I put the uniform on, went out to the dugout. It was about the fourth or fifth inning of the first game, I guess it was. And Augie Galland said, "Murph, did you sign a contract?" And I said, "Yeah, I did, Augie." And he says, "How do you feel?" And I said, "I feel fine." He says, "How would you like to pitch the second game?" And that's how it happened. I went out to warm up, and nobody knew who I was. Nobody. I mean, there was kind of a buzz that I was aware of. Who is this guy? Who's this kid with these glasses on out there? Not many ball players wore glasses in those days. I had to think a lot about Dominic DiMaggio in those days because he was one of the few players who wore glasses. So when I had to wear glasses in high school to play baseball, I had to pattern myself after Dominic DiMaggio.
Bob Murphy, our guest today, and right off the bat, the travel, the week-long series, what a ball that must have been.
Yeah, it was an interesting league then. We had every Monday off. We flew after the war. We were flying the old airplanes, used to be DC-4s, they called them then, four-engine, very slow airplanes, but we'd fly up and down the coast, and no train rides any longer. So we were always home on a Sunday night, and Mondays were always off. And you'd play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then you'd play a doubleheader on Sunday. And I was not involved in those years when San Francisco, the Seals, and the Oaks played morning and afternoon. But they did used to do that, the bridge series. They used to play at San Francisco or Oakland in the morning and the other place in the afternoon and call it the Bay Bridge series. I wasn't involved in that, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a great way to play baseball.
Who were some of the players that you played with or played against that you recall?
Oh, there are just so many of them. I remember Dale Long was a great player at Hollywood and went up to the big leagues. All kinds of pitchers. Bob Dillinger was the American League batting champion. He was playing with Sacramento. And Nippy Jones had a long career with the Cardinals. He was playing at Sacramento. Bob Dillinger was just a fabulous hitter. He was just absolutely incredible. I played with Joe Brovia, played against Joe and with Joe. And he was a dear, dear friend. We miss him. And we used to look forward to seeing Joe at events, you know, when we get together in Oakland and all the old PCL players. So we really miss Joe. But he was a great friend and a great, great hitter.
Bob Murphy, our guest, then right off the bat. They always said the Pacific Coast League was a 4A league or just below the major leagues because you had so many major leaguers who came down and played there and so many that didn't want to go up who played there. That it was an open classification, but like a major league.
Yeah, there were three AAA leagues then, the International League, the American Association, and the Pacific Coast League. And the Pacific Coast League clearly was rated above the other two, and you made a good point. There were a lot of players, like Nippy Jones, I just mentioned. He played here by choice. Dillinger played here by choice. A lot of those older players. Sam Chapman came back after a long career with the Philadelphia Athletics. He came back and played 3 years with the Oaks to close out his career. So Eddie Lake, I remember. I remember we had uniforms from the Red Sox when I was just a little kid, and I remember I had old Eddie Lake's pants. I mean, they had the name embroidered in the Eddie Lake's. I ended up being a teammate of Eddie Lake and a roommate. Eddie Lake was my first roommate, and Eddie, of course, played with the Tigers and played for a long time with the Red Sox. So it was a real thrill to be able to I missed the lower minor leagues. I didn't. I just went right to AAA, and it was a really interesting way to do it.
Oh, Bob Murphy, thanks for being on Right Off the Bat. We'll do this again and pick up a little bit more of your career in the PCL and talk a little bit more about some of those stadiums and those road trips. Thanks again.
All right, Marty. There's a lot more material. You just have to be able to remember it, you know. Thanks, Marty.
We'll be back with more right after these messages.